8:32 and about, I don't know, 34 outside. It's going to be a nice day. We're going to live in the 50s towards the end of December for the next several days. It's strange, weird weather we're having this morning. Performers of all kinds on the first hour, John Taylor, and stage performers now. Gary Mustaine, been doing it for how many years, Gary?
Well, that
over 40?
Yeah, that would be 44 years.
My goodness.
No, 43. 43.
And from Sugar High Theatricals, are you still in Seminary Street?
We are not. Move? We're free now.
You're free.
We're free. We are traveling around these days.
Haven't got a home per se.
No.
Still a production company and putting on a New Year's Eve show. We're going to talk about that. Fred, where's the New Year's Eve show going to be?
Well, the New Year's Eve show will be at the Northgate Lanes Bowling Alley.
Oh, nice!
In their club room.
Which
will be great.
It's a unique little room. It's been it's had action on that stage since the 70s. I don't know, mm-hmm. Gary, if you've ever seen anything in there or not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they've had some big names in there.
Yeah.
You know, who was it just a night or two ago was talking about, oh, I know, I went to some friend's house for drinks on Thursday night, on Thanksgiving night, and they were talking about, you know, Gallagher. He did. J.J. Walker.
Oh, wow.
You know.
The stage is great in there. It's a cool old room.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I DJ'd in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the seating is really creative and really fun.
Yeah. I've been to a couple wedding receptions in there, actually, too. Mm-hmm. So that's New Year's Eve. And what time does everything get underway?
Doors are going to open at 9:30, and then the show's going to start at 10 because we time it out so that the show comes down right at midnight. We do the big countdown and sing Auld Lang Syne with the audience.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
Try to get noisemakers and everybody, hats and tiaras and all that fun stuff.
Well, Mel, you said this is not just Gary playing Frank Sinatra and singing Sinatra tunes, but this is kind of the best of the best.
Yeah, yeah.
On New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, we try to do the best of kind of show. So we pick all the numbers that the crowd went crazy for. And that's what's kind of nice. It's easy to write that show because you just go through and go, okay, I'm going to go through all the shows that we've done. What was the big number that the crowd just screamed and went nuts for? We're going to do them all on New Year's Eve. So, you know, we do everything from like Bruno Mars to Frank Sinatra to
Karen Carpenter,
of course, and Peggy Lee,
because
I can't get through New Year's Eve without hearing Is That All There Is.
What about Janis? Are you going to do Janis?
I don't know.
I couldn't get through 3.5 years living with Gary without hearing Peggy Lee on a daily basis.
Oh, I'm planning on playing Peggy Lee tonight.
I feel your pain, Mel.
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. You know, that's kind of, it's what we do for every show is who are our performers and what's the best things that they do. So that's kind of what we do in every show, but especially for New Year's Eve, we get to highlight all the great stuff that people can do. We've got all kinds of people coming in to do the show. We've got a couple folks who did our 80s show coming back who are going to get up and do their, you know, New Kids on the Block. And so it's just a big...
Probably happy to, especially for a show like this where there's no cohesiveness necessarily.
It's not. It's just a big party because we're like, well, we're going to get together and have fun on New Year's Eve no matter what. So let's just invite all of our friends in our audience to come enjoy it with us. So it's just a big party.
Fred, you're getting on stage.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What are you singing? What are you doing?
I don't know. There's a couple things that we're still trying to work out.
She said Bruno Mars. I was wondering, I'm like, who's doing Bruno Mars?
That's Matt.
And then we have a little cute dance. But probably going to do – he hasn't seen the list yet. I haven't released the list to everybody yet. But you'll be doing some David Bowie.
What's that?
You're going to be doing some David Bowie.
I'll be doing some David Bowie.
Did you guys meet on the stage?
We were doing a murder mystery. This was back,
2000? Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Tiptoe Through the Tombstones. Yeah, yes. And he was...
never heard of it.
It's a very funny show. That's about a family of murderers, so I was one of the murderers.
Mr. Lewis.
I remember.
Didn't know each other before
the play. But the funny thing, I was like this very seductive sort of Mae Westy type character, and I'm supposed to kill him or attempt to kill him because he ends up killing me. I'll spoil the play for you, but So at one point, I tried to kill him, and we sort of became friends the day that things all went well. You want to tell the other story, but we're not telling that on air.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know where you were going, but now
well,
I know
we
where
were
you're
supposed
going.
To kiss on stage, but I decided that was too personal since I didn't know him. So instead, I decided to grab his head and grind it into my cleavage because that's not personal.
I changed the blocking. I wanted the director to know that I was
you didn't
willing
want to be uncomfortable. You wanted to make him uncomfortable.
Well, I wanted the director to know that I was willing to make that scene as perfect as possible. Yes. If we had to do that over and over and over.
If we have to do it again, I'll stay late. We can do it again.
And I was directing Anything Goes for Prairie Players in Galesburg, and Mel was playing Reno Sweeney, and there was Fred hanging around in the...
After you'd already met.
In the alley. Yeah, in the alley in the back of the theater. And I was like, who's this guy?
It was after the show. And I was so oblivious that I didn't realize, you know, he had drove, what, an hour and a half to see
the show?
Yeah,
coming, oh, he's a friend.
And I was like, oh, yeah, we're just friends, not realizing nobody drives an hour and a half for a friend.
That's awesome.
And especially for a tech rehearsal.
Yeah. But he did. He came to see the show.
He was out in that back alley.
But we kind of bonded one performance where I was supposed to smother him with a pillow or try to smother him with a pillow. And we got on stage and the pillow was nowhere to be found on the set. And we're in front of, you know, 150 people. And I'm like, how am I going to kill him? And I start freaking out and I'm looking all over and I'm trying to get him.
I was pretty green at this point as an actor. Yeah. Yes. I mean, I had done some high school, some college stuff, but nothing really on a professional level or a community level either, but again,
so
go ahead.
I start changing the script, trying to get him to take off his coat because I'm like, oh, I can take his coat and smother him with that. Well, so I'm giving him all these cues, like, aren't you hot, Mr. Lewis? Don't you want to take off your coat? And he's like, why is she not doing the script? And he just keeps giving me the answers from the script, and I'm like, what am I going to do? Bash his head into the wall? I have no way to kill him, but I finally found the pillow.
Last second, it had fallen under.
So the first time you met Mel, buried in her bosom, and she tried to kill you.
She tried to incorrectly kill me.
Yes. And ad-libbed her way
and
through
ad-libbed.
It.
And tried to ad-lib my way through
and
it.
And I didn't even take the cue at all.
And Mel and Fred lived happily ever after.
Yes.
If you're just joining us, Gary Mustaine, local theater. Was it Icon, Mel?
Icon, yes. Yeah. That's how I introduced him.
Icon.
Over 40 years in the area, in the Galesburg area, right, Gary? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where were you born and raised, by the way?
Well, on a farm between Williamsfield and Victoria.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like a family farm.
You probably told me that before.
Yeah.
Mel, how did Gary tell you that he wanted to do Frank Sinatra in the New Year's Eve? Because he's been around long enough, he can dictate his parts probably sometimes.
Whenever he tells me he wants to do a show, I will write a part. You That's believe awesome. That.
Well, I originally came up with the idea of me doing That's Life. But
have you sang Frank before?
But I've sung it before, yeah.
You have, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no, when I was starting to sketch out the show, I was like, ooh, I have to go ask Gary if he'll come do New Year's with us.
You sort of got it, Frank. You got the coat and the hat on this morning.
I know. I did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Now, can you cue up the music?
And get that going. It might be
on my phone. Oh, he's ready. He's been warming up for about 45 minutes.
He is ready. I think I even said in the promo, maybe we'll get Gary to sing something.
I finally found the right key in my computer. It took me forever to find the right one because I had like all these different versions of it.
I kept sending a different one every day.
Sugar High Theatricals, you guys were right next to Shea Willie's for a few years. How can people help you find a home if someone knows of or you're out there looking for a space?
We are still looking for a space. Right now we're just, you know, we're happy being gypsies. We found some great places to perform. You know, we're doing stuff at the Bowling Alley on Henderson, which that club room is adorable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're also doing some shows at Sewangataha Country Club. But if somebody has a space, just give us a call. You know, our number's out there on Facebook, or you can message us on Facebook or email us and say, hey, I've got this
great
space.
Or if you know any Sugar High Theatricals members,
just tell them to get in touch.
And sure. We'll talk more about the New Year's Eve show and see if Gary can pick out Gary's top three performances ever.
Oh, wow.
How could you narrow that down with all the performances?
Oh, I can.
He's probably can. We'll talk more with these wonderful performers from the area coming up on Galesburg Live. It's 8:42, 34 outside. You're listening to 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.